I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Development Report. 2005 was a year with several important developments in the world of development. Among them were the decisions made in July at the Group of Eight meeting in Scotland. Leaders of the G8 nations agreed to increase development aid. They also agreed to cancel debts owed to international lenders by some of the world's poorest nations. Others could have their debts forgiven in the future. 2005 was also a year for dealing with the effects of nature at its most unforgiving. In October, an earthquake killed more than 80,000 in Pakistan and Pakistani-administered Kashmir. And December marked 1 year since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed more than 200,000 people. In both cases, the world looked to the United Nations for help. The United Nations celebrated its 60th anniversary in 2005. Secretary General Kofi Annan presented a major reform plan in March. He proposed a bigger Security Council, but he called for a smaller and more effective group to replace the UN Human Rights Commission. The plan also included ideas for dealing with terrorism and for establishing new rules on when to use military force. World leaders discussed the proposals when they met in New York in September. At the same time, Bill Clinton held his own conference in New York. The former president raised more than $1,000 million to fight poverty and other world problems. Finally, in December, the World Trade Organization reached a compromise agreement in Hong Kong. Ministers from the 149-member group argued over farm protections. Outside, protesters fought with police. Wealthy countries agreed on 2013 as the end date for export assistance to their farmers. They also agreed on other steps to increase trade with the world's poorest nations. Critics, however, said the results in Hong Kong left much to be desired. The World Trade Organization aims to complete negotiations on a wider agreement in 2006. The World Bank has been among those pushing for free trade as a way to pull millions of people out of poverty. But a new study by economists at the bank says trade reforms would help some countries more quickly than others. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. I'm Steve Ember.